My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Are any of you really going to feel better? Say he plays in the... How many? If you want to play him, how long do you want to play him?
I think
you're coming to my side, but let's go with this.
I figured two or three series.
Two or three series, yeah. So you're maybe around a quarter.
Yeah.
So if he plays and say he throws, let's go like best case scenario.
Yeah.
Say he's 14 to 17.
Whoa. Super Bowl, Super Browns.
180 yards. 180 yards. Two touchdowns.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go best case scenario.
Some
here.
Bo Nix numbers.
Saturday night, you got some late night Browns. This game doesn't
late.
Start until 10 o'clock Eastern.
Very late.
You got some late night Browns. Up Browns all night. That's what I'm calling it.
Love it.
Browns all night.
Yep.
You got Browns all night. 14 to 17, 180 yards, two touchdowns. Are you saying Super Bowl, Super Browns Monday morning on this station?
Oh, 100%.
You will.
100%.
You will. Okay. Because I think there's a lot of people, they just want some return on investment. That's all they want. They just want to see what the money's paying for. That's all they want. I don't think they're going to feel any better.
I think
there's going to be so many people out there going, it's just preseason. Who the hell cares? I guarantee it.
I think they do want to see, because there's only so much you're going to be able to take away from the cherry-picked throws that they put on social media. I think you just want to see that the arm's fine. I think there's still people wondering, is that arm, no matter what Stefanski says, no matter what Cleveland Browns put out there on Twitter, in the stationary drills that they're showing him make, 15-yard passes, I think they just want to see that the guy has recovered from the surgery.
Yeah. He's throwing in practice.
I know.
The surgery is done. The rehab is done. He'll be good to go week one.
This has been weird. Fans have barely been able to even attend practice.
Barely at all. I know you're right. But does your curiosity...
We don't even have a training camp TV show
does
anymore.
Yes, they do.
Oh, I didn't even know.
It's with Gerard and Nathan.
I haven't seen...
Nathan and Gerard.
I haven't seen much at all just in the way of him having to make real throws down the field. Most of it's just been drill work. Like the Jerry Jeudy stuff with him making guys look bad, in coverage. Those are drills.
Okay. I know you guys want to see him, and I'm curious too, because we've heard all types of reviews. That's another thing. You're only going to social media for the reviews on how he's played, and they've been all over the place. There have been guys out there in Cleveland media who have said he's been terrible. There's been people out there in Cleveland media who said he's been great. There's alternating days of that. It's been a little up and down. Well, he was great at the Greenbrier, and then he wasn't so great here this last week in Cleveland. Like, you've heard everything. And I think there's some people who are curious. But I don't think that it's going to slake your thirst on Saturday during Browns all night to see him late night against the Seahawks and say he has a great outing. I still think there'll be plenty of people go, yeah, doing the regular season. Just doing the regular season. I think that's what they're going to do. So if it doesn't prove anything to you the fan, if he can't prove anything to you on Saturday other than being healthy, then what's the point of playing him? There is none. If you're going to see those stats and say it's just preseason, be honest with yourself. You're not going to change what you, I don't think Vegas is going to change what his touchdown to interception ratio is. Nothing's going to change based on Saturday. And because we don't have Jed Wills or Jed Wills' backup, there's no point to me. Don't even put him out there. How would you fix preseason altogether?
You know, I saw a big conversation about, you know, this over the really the last week, especially even though, again, we did see Patrick Mahomes in a few games. You've seen Joe Burrow. These games, I mean, any of those Browns fans leaving the stadium, like poor Mitch, for that to be his first experience, walking home.
I got more on that at 9:20. You hold on.
In the pouring rain and wondering, how many Browns players did I just see that are ever going to be Cleveland Browns? How many? What's the total? Kenny, you know the roster.
All right. The guys who played on Saturday.
Yes, worth knowing for Mitch.
Cam Mitchell's going to be a Cleveland Brown. Yeah. Devin Bush, Shelby Harris. This is just right off the top of my head. Siaki Ika might be on the bubble.
Uh-oh.
He's playing pretty late in that football game on Saturday. I happen to notice that. That's a third-round pick.
I know.
Mike Hall played on Saturday. Justin Hardy? Maybe? Tony Brown?
Oh, Hardy's a maybe?
All right. Yeah, I thought so, right? I don't think that's guaranteed that he's in there. Miles Harden? Miles Harden's probably going to make the team. And there you go. And then whatever wide receivers. Maybe Michael Woods. I don't know if he's proven enough. James Prochet. You know, now he's one of my favorites since he shook my son's hands. So now I have to put James Prochet above the list.
Yeah, let the front office know those things.
Thrash.
Every little bit counts.
Oh, they know. They listen.
Thrash, yeah.
They're hearing it.
Yeah. He had a good game, right?
Jamari Thrash is a great interview and a nice young man. Since he was a good interview, he goes to the top of the list. Miles Harden was really upset. Not a great interview. Now all of a sudden I'm on the bubble on him. But he was upset for the right things. Back up he goes.
Now it sounds good.
Back up he goes. So of the guys, you probably saw about six or seven that might be on the 53-man roster. And of that, probably four or three. So he got to see some of it. So what do you want to do with the preseason?
So that's what I mean. Are we to the point?
It's not just about getting rid of.
I don't want to hear about what coaches want. Coaches would want these guys to have two-a-days and three-a-days and go back to those days.
You're going to hear from me what the coaches
want. Yeah, but I'm looking at it from an NFL perspective. Would the NFL lose out in any way, shape, or form if they scrapped the preseason altogether? You're going to 18 games anyway.
Yes, they would.
What would they lose out on?
Can you guarantee me? Because if I sell you season tickets, part of the season ticket package is preseason football. It's the add-in to it. Is it not? I know people think about
that
if you have nine home games
so
in the 17-game schedule.
The revenue.
Yes.
All right, what if they just went to 19 games then?
19 regular season games?
Yeah. I mean,
no.
If they're going to 18, what's 19,
no.
What's 20?
Well, if
no,
they
no,
go
no,
to
no,
19,
no.
They might as well.
Yeah.
No, the 18 games helps get rid of the preseason, but then you only have two preseason games to get ready for the regular season. Coaches don't like it because you're just advocating for sloppy football. Before it used to be, hey, first week of the season ain't that great. I think by the end of the first month, like people starting to say now the first month of the season might be sloppy. Boy, that's a terrible excuse for people. I don't think anybody's going to accept that. You got to come out and you got to be as sharp as you possibly can. That's why, I mean, you see what they're doing in Kansas City. They're getting ready to try to come out swinging against Baltimore. There's no doubt about that in my mind. So they're trying to do that. I think the Browns, in some ways, are trying to get ready for Dallas. I think they are. They might not have the personnel to do so across the offensive line that they want, but still, I think that they're putting some things in to get ready for Dallas. Those teams want to come out and do it. But for all of us, what is meaningful in a meaningless preseason? Because they're guaranteed that revenue from the tickets that they sell in the season tickets. And then there's people just going up, and they're still going to buy hot dogs and hamburgers and God knows what else when they go up to the game,
right,
or go up to the season for preseason football.
Okay, so then the other alternative, if it's not just get rid of all the preseason and add to the regular season tally,
okay,
what is it about the joint practices? Could you sell those? Could you have the joint practices in the stadium? It's not a game. It's not the same. It's kind of like a spring game, how the Buckeyes
you could.
The Buckeyes have had 90,000 plus for those spring games. They've made money on those spring games, and what are you watching? You're, especially once Urban took over.
Uh-huh.
There was nothing. You weren't seeing anything.
They weren't showing you anything. So there is a good idea that was out there. Lambeau Field did it. Jim Donovan was telling us about this on Saturday. Lambeau Field apparently has like a $10 day, $10 a head day. You pay 10 bucks, it goes to charity, and they have like a family day at the stadium, and you could have a joint practice if you wanted to do that. Or you could do that all year and have, or all preseason, and have a series of joint practices. I don't want to be a mean-spirited guy here. You know I love the charity. You know I love the kids. But I don't know how many owners are going to go for an entire preseason at $10 a head. I don't think there's going to be any owners that give it more than once. Remember, that's a publicly owned football team with the Green Bay Packers. They can kind of swing it. I don't think there's going to be a lot of teams out there. They might give portions. They might do that. But I don't think they want to give you a massive discount of a $10 NFL football game to come in. Maybe I'll be wrong. Hopefully I am. Hopefully I am. But I don't think they want to do that. Plus, what you're seeing is still some version of football. There's downs, and there's touchdowns and field goals and all that other stuff. Even though, boy, Cleet Blakeman, who's been a ref in a Super Bowl, boy, he was, they were, that whole crew was struggling on Saturday. They need the preseason. The refs need the preseason. So I find it hard to find anything that really mimics something they can pay for. They got people who are still willing to pay for it. The stadiums are not full whatsoever. They're pretty light houses. But they still have something that people are paying for up front. How can you replace that? What are you doing to replace that? The only thing they've ever done to replace it so far is make those games meaningful and put them in the regular season. That's all they've done, is taken one of those preseason games and they made it count in the regular season. That's it. Because fans, football fans, still want to see football. You said it yourself, and they know this. People go to camp. Why do they go to camp? Autographs. Because they get real bored during some of the individual drills, group drills. When they go team, it's fine if they're on your side of the field. If you pick that day where they're on the far field and you're not able to see them, you're going to be upset. It sucks. If you're on one of those bad rotation days, I should say, they don't just pick it randomly. It's just, if you're on a bad rotation day and you're in the stands and they're on the far field away from you, you're going to hate it. So they're there for autographs. Well, now you don't even get the access you do because you're in a stadium. There's a wall there, so you don't get the access. Then you have to come down to the sections. That part of it sucks, and I don't even know if they'll allow you to do that in a lot of NFL stadiums, come down to try to get autographs along the wall. So what are you going to be able to do? So you still have to have something that draws people in that replaces the money that they've made from having preseason football games, Anthony.
I guess the way I'm attacking it is just the level of football. I don't know if the public will notice it being all that different, whether they're preseason games or not. Like, I think the Cowboys and the Browns could play week one without having any preseason games. And I don't think the sport would look all that much different. Maybe to the coaches it would. They'd be like, oh, we would have cleaned this up. We would have cleaned this up. We would have cleaned this up. But, you know, you see teams that play 17 games, and by the end of the year, they're making the same mistakes they were in week one. It doesn't matter if they have a preseason.
They're just not good, and they're just not well organized. Because for coaches, if you were a first-year head coach, we all have ideas of what we would want to do if we become a head coach. Like, all the assistants would have an idea. This is what I'd do differently, and this is what I'd do the same if I came off of some coach's tree. And they would learn things that some guys try to be a carbon copy of their former coach, and we've seen in the Belichick system, it doesn't really go that well for them. But until you have in-game operations, you can practice it all you want, but until you have an actual in-game operation that helps you with that, you're going to be in a little bit of trouble. That's why it's like, hey, let's find something we can review. Let's find something that I can send to an official review here just to go through the process with a new head coach of what to review, what I don't like to review, because you don't have the experience yet as a head coach. It's so immensely important to get that, and you get that in the preseason. You don't get that in the regular season. It's just right there thrown into the fire. So they need that type of scenario. So, yeah, I could see them getting down to two preseason games. And it might be better because now with two preseason games, now you really want to play the starters. Now you really want your starters in there. It sucks because you don't get to see guys who are, maybe they're pretty good practice guys. Their measurables are on the margins. And then you see them in games and they pop off with those opportunities. You're like, man, we got to keep this guy on the 53-man roster. We have to find this guy. This guy's great. We have to find room for him. You don't get as many opportunities. It makes their job harder. But for fans, if you whittle it down to just two preseason games, something that you could make sellable, you get another regular season game. That means you get the 18. nobody's laughing. We'll still complain about preseason football and how quote-unquote meaningless it is, except I think you'll see more starters playing. What if you had the same time frame? You just went 1 week, you had the preseason game, and then you skipped a week and had another preseason game, skipped another week regular season. Is that maybe a way that you would do it?
Yeah, I think anything's better than what we had this weekend. I just think anything in the world is better than that experience that those people in the stadium had. I heard so many fans say I didn't even watch it. I mean, think about that. Think about that if you're the Haslams or the Browns, you know, and your goal is to make as much money as you want and grow the team's popularity, and you have your fans saying they didn't even bother to DVR it or watch it this weekend. Mm-hmm. Does that sound right? Does that sound like the most prosperous way forward for the NFL?
It really doesn't. But I think that another profitable way forward would be to make it an 18-game schedule. 216-474-0092. Do we need to fix the preseason? What would you do to fix the preseason? Am I turning into Marv Marinovich if I took the video of my son's catch in the scrimmage and kept sending it to coaches around the area today or over the weekend?
I can't believe you haven't tweeted it out.
No. Mm-mm. I can handle it about me. I can't handle it about him. No.
What's to criticize? Twitter is an amazing play.
Twitter is a jungle, and I'm not carrying my son into the jungle. No. So maybe I didn't even. I have the video. Maybe Instagram. Maybe Facebook. I'm not on. No. I don't need to read it from some guy with a BoJack Horseman avatar giving me the business over his catch. Not a chance. That ain't going to happen.
I thought it was a great moment.
I thought it was a hell of a catch. I loved Owen's breakdown of it with Nitty Gritty Football earlier this morning during Lima Lights at 6:40.
I'm telling you, nobody has broken down more youth football in Northeast Ohio.
He doesn't understand. I was a lineman, and everybody would think my son would be a lineman. He's small and very skinny. I can't believe he, in his football stuff, they had to do weigh-ins, official weigh-ins. Of course, you can like request a spot weigh-in when they get there, but that's always like awkward. I don't know if I really want to do that. But he weighed in 69 pounds, man.
Listen, based on what I saw in that clip,
yeah,
I mean, he's going to be holding out by next year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's going to cost him money.
Anthony Lima, go on and make up some horrific story about him wanting more money in an effort to get him more money.
What's the fine situation, Kenny, like if he's not there every day?
What, in Streetsboro?
Yeah.
A whoop his ass. I mean, I take away his video games.
That's why these guys need a union. I've been saying it for years.
My sons need a union?
Yes.
It was good. Am I turning into Marv Marinovich if I keep sending it, though? Nobody answers that question. Okay, going back to, and I want to finish up with Guardians today, and I want more on that coming up at 9:45, because we have a big series coming up against the Yankees later on tonight. I know that fans don't like the preseason much. I think coaches do. I don't know if we need to fix the preseason altogether other than just, hey, take a game out. Take one game out of the preseason. Like, I got a lot of I got emails here from A. Brock. I got a couple other ones from folks about the preseason. Like, I know that an 18-game regular season schedule becomes a slog. Because if you're out of it, if you're a great football team, you're just trying to get through it without getting injured. Like, you reach a level, like the old 49ers, they would win the old NFC West by the time, like, the end of November, they would do it. And it was always amazing. And then you're just trying to get to the end of the season. And that was a 16-game schedule. You get to an 18-game schedule, there is going to be a time where you're in a division. The Browns probably won't ever be in this spot because the AFC North is, it's been a good division basically our entire lives. But there will be teams that in a certain division will run away with it, and there will be teams that just bow out very, very early. And so for their fans, you want to get to the postseason because you want to see what it is. And then for a fan who's of a team that's in a rebuilding year, you just want to get to the end of the year and start talking.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And draft and get ready for those guys who could possibly be coming in, and the rest of the season could become a drag for everybody. I know that. It was that way when it was a 16-game schedule. A-Brock says that, and I'm sure that you say it too, because I've heard you say it too. If you get to an 18-game schedule, you're taking out a preseason game, making it count. You have now probably a home and away situation for each one of these teams, which is easy because you have an even number of teams. Then you have an even number of both preseason games and regular season games. Everybody's a winner. And plus, more starters will play because there's less preseason. So now, if you want Deshaun Watson to play, yeah, he probably would be playing in a 2-preseason game scenario. Or without it. That's what you're going to get either way.
Yeah, I mean, people are responding, and we have social media reaction, as always, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. This says, Fan of the Land 3 was at the game Saturday. That was the most boring game I've ever been to. The 5,000 people in attendance made it seem like a library. It just seems like you're seeing more and more of that around the NFL.
I don't want to, because if you get 2 preseason games, one home, one away, you use that home game, you could turn it into a family day. You could afford to take a bit, I don't want to say a scheduled loss in terms of revenue.
Financially.
No teams want to lose any money financially.
Ever.
None of them do. But if you wanted to turn it into a day like it's a family day, because it's an easy day to put your feet up and go. And I know we gave Mitch a lot of hell for it because he's 26 years old and he went to his first Browns event. I can't even really call it a game. And everybody who listened didn't want to call it a game on Friday. There's no pressure on it. You could take a kid. Because during regular season games, and I don't care whether they play in a brand new facility in Brook Park, whether they play at the old stadium, you could dig back up Municipal Stadium and put that out there if you want to. I don't know if it's going to go together Lego-wise. It's always going to be the same way in an NFL stadium. If there's regular Joes going, it's their time to pop off. It's their vacation. You got a lot of people there. They're going to load up. They're going to party. Football's a gladiator sport. We live and die with these teams. They're salty language. Yeah, I'll admit, it's not really a place that a lot of people are comfortable taking their 7-8-year-olds to. Mm-hmm. You kind of got to wait a little bit. I took Axel to the Cardinals game. Honestly, I didn't think that they were going to start Clayton Tune at that time, but I thought that that was going to be an easy win and most people were going to have a good time at that game. And honestly, it did feel like a preseason game. Deshaun Watson went out there. They took care of their business. They won 27-0 going away. It seemed that the Cardinals made it a scheduled loss before they put Kyler Murray back out on the field after his injury. It just seemed to all go that way for everybody involved. That's as closest to a regular season preseason game that I could possibly find for them. Because a lot of people, they're not comfortable taking them. They're small kids. Brown Steelers, no. But a preseason game, yeah. Vikings are in town. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. We'll put our feet up, kind of have a good time, and that's it. Dorian in Fairview Park, you're first up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to disagree with you on the preseason. I'm new to the Cleveland area from Kansas City. The Chiefs used the preseason perfectly, and the proof is in the pudding. They're the best record in September over the last 8 years, and it's because they used that as a time to get their starters on the field. I took my son to the Browns game thinking that they would play some starters on Saturday. Second preseason game, you want to get guys out there. They play nobody. Meanwhile, in Kansas City, Mahomes is playing the whole first quarter. They're out there executing the offense. And come September, we know what that machine is going to look like.
Well, they're not afraid. You're right about that, Dorian. From a football standpoint, you're right about that. And this is why I think a lot of fans, though, are afraid to play their guys. And Andy Reid's always played his guys. So you are 100% dead on. But I think a lot of people, they really don't want to play their guys for a full four-game preseason or now a three-game preseason. If you get down to two games in the preseason, I'm willing to bet your starting quarterback, no matter the situation, is probably going to play in both those games. So that means that one home, one away, people are going to get a chance to see their stars.
Yeah, I also think the preseason gives you a great opportunity for those position battles. Like in Kansas City, you got a lot of roster spots that are locked up. But there's some key roster battles where you got to get that time and that film out there in the preseason. Also, you got guys out there that are fighting for jobs with other teams. They just want to get good film. So, you know, I like the fact that they dropped down to three preseason games. I think two may be a bit of a crunch when it comes to scouting development and those back-end roster spots. But, you know, I just want to put my two cents in as a Chiefs fan in Cleveland. I think the Browns are going to hit the over on wins. I like what I see out there. I think you got a really solid team. It all depends on Deshaun. I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know, but from the outside looking in, it looks really good.
Dorian, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. You got anything before
it's Kansas City fans. They're trying to take over the show and tell us, do you think this he said in September, you know, the start. Does that have anything to do with the fact they have Patrick Mahomes? I get what he's saying. We're all trying to draw conclusions to whatever we can.
Yeah, but if Patrick Mahomes got hurt in a preseason game that's meaningless, people will be losing their minds.
I do think they have put an emphasis on, they stood on the podium last year after winning back-to-back and said, we're going to three-peat. Like, that's been their goal. So I think their goal is a little different than everybody else's in the NFL, and they'd be the first team to ever do that.
Yes, and I think that playing them this preseason, actually, there's some method to the madness because you want to keep them sharp. If I start letting starters, you can't pay everybody. So now you're fighting the whole disease of me thing, which I hate that term because it's a business and everybody would want to get paid. And I think it makes guys out to be demonized for wanting to get paid money when they should want to get paid money. It's a professional sport. I think it helps get rid of that where guys in street clothes, then they start thinking about their money. Maybe they start thinking about they're better than what they really are. They start thinking about getting out of Kansas City. I think if you have guys playing together, even for a quarter, it's just like, hey, we're all in this together. A lot of these guys are already picked for Kansas City, just like with the Browns, and it's probably a different feeling to that. So I can totally understand why Andy Reid does that. 216-474-0092. Jim in Strongsville, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey guys, listen. I'm not sure exactly what we need to fix about the preseason. Look, I went to the game yesterday. I went to the game Saturday. Yeah, it sucked. It wasn't the normal game. None of it mattered. But you know what I noticed, Kenny? You're a prime example of it. Tons of people down there with their kids and families. It was an opportunity to not. They're not going to take their kids to a normal Browns game during the regular season. But during this area, it's a good time to have. I saw more kids and families than I've ever seen. I'm sure they sold more ice cream and crazy soft drinks than they've ever sold there before because this guy was getting up and down every 5 seconds to go buy something. Look, I get it. It's not ideal, but I don't know what else you're going to do. I mean, it's a huge revenue thing. When you're considering that I'm paying full season prices for these preseason games, to me it's kind of just like, yeah, it sucks. It's a loss that I got to take, but I don't know if there's any other way to do it. I've heard people say, well, I'll charge $10, charge $15 a ticket, fill the stadium. You're still not going to fill the stadium up. What were people, you know, it's kind of a big ask to have people plod down to the stadium on a Saturday at 4:30, you know, it's just, it's not, I, you know, you're in the summertime. There's a lot of other things going on. So, I mean, I just think it's just kind of an evil that we're going to have to live with.
Jim, thank you very much for the call. That's basically what I feel about it. I feel a lot of people, I think if you played two preseason games, had your starters out there probably, because you're probably going to have one and one, you take a week off in between the preseason games, still the same amount of time, I think you might be just fine in that case.
So do you think, like the Browns, if was Haslam even there? I imagine he was there,
yeah, he
right?
was there. Of course he was.
Do you think he left that game thinking this is just part and parcel of, you know, our NFL season? It's not a great look, what we're seeing right now in the stadium, but we don't think it's a problem. It hasn't risen to the level of this is a problem that needs fixed.
I think that they will examine every single way to improve the product while still making money. I think in any owner who is not willing to think about something like that is probably a bad owner. I mean, to the core, just either not with the times, or they're just not thinking. They're not thinking ahead of what they need to do as business owners. Like, I think that every owner in the NFL is probably coming up with an idea to present amongst their other owners with ideas to make the preseason matter more, to still keep the revenues, but also take care of their players and take care of their fans. And if they can find any way to make this period of time better while they still make money, then I think they're probably going to examine that. 216-474-0092. Speaking of, for Mitch, did you feel that you had the real experience on Saturday?
No.
So you feel you haven't still been to a Browns game?
I went to a game, but I didn't get the full experience.
Would you ever do that again?
Go to a preseason game? Yeah. Or go if it's a good matchup.
What if no one's playing?
Well, what's a good matchup?
Yeah, what's a good matchup?
If a team that plays its starters in the preseason, like the Chiefs or, you know, some other teams could come to town, then maybe.
Well, that's always an agreed-upon thing, basically, in the preseason, is how many starters are going to play from each side, things like that. So the matchup part of it, I'm not sure. Like, do you feel you need to get to a Browns regular season game now because of the experience that you had?
Absolutely, especially if they decide to do something different with the stadium here in a couple years.
Do you believe that the experience that you had whetted your appetite for it, or do you believe that you did not get the full experience and now you need to see the full experience? There is a difference here.
I get what you're saying. It whetted some of the experience, but I need to see it in its fullest form. Sold out crowd, regular season action, especially against a really good team.
Okay. So are you going to get to a game this year?
I don't know yet. The preseason game was on kind of on a whim because I could afford it. I don't know if I can afford any games this year.
You could afford it.
At least not sitting way up top.
Why not sit way up top? That's where you have the most fun.
Yeah, you got to walk all the way up there.
No, you don't. They have escalators and whatnot.
Yeah, they do have escalators wrapped around the outside. That was one of the comments I made the other day.
I mean, you can get up there fairly efficiently.
Wait, we have a comment that we didn't play from Mitch on the Odyssey app?
We do have a comment from... Oh, is that... Well, that might have been the first one.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what you had to say about your parents preferring Progressive Field to Brown Stadium. Is there a reason?
Because we went to dozens of Indians and Guardians games when I was growing up, and we never went to a Browns game.
All right, play this. Can we play this clip? Here it is. This is Mitch on his parents preferring Progressive Field.
One thing I'm noticing about the stadium here and the fans in it compared to some of the other ballparks in the city, I can kind of see now why my folks preferred taking us to Indians and Guardians games early in my life than Browns games. And it's not to say that the Browns games aren't a good time to go to, but there is more of an intense, dialed-in atmosphere, even in the preseason, it looks like, compared to your average baseball game here in the summer or even in the late fall. Again, different dynamics don't mean that one's better than the other or one's worse than the other.
Listen to you trying to cover your ass for everything that you said. That's exactly the reason why they would take you to a baseball game.
I'm not trying to go after either stadium or war.
I was wondering where he was going with that at the start of it.
Yeah, I didn't really understand.
They're all Cleveland fans. What would be different?
I think even in the preseason, there are a lot of fans that come there to get really dialed into the competitive atmosphere compared to a baseball game in the summertime where it's kind of more laid back. And, you know, not to say that Guardians games aren't competitive. They certainly are, but it's more laid back there. Ironically, the first playoff game I went to there in 2007, I learned three new cuss words and the middle finger. So that was a fun time.
You learn new cuss words at a baseball game?
I did. The
you didn't
game,
know middle finger
game
until you
four
were 10?
Of the ALCS between the Red Sox and the Indians. That was a good time.
Also, thank you very much, Owen. You didn't know about the middle finger until you were 10 years old?
No.
How is that possible?
It's not like my dad was using it all the time against me. That was later in life.
I gotta show you something once we get a break. Right.
Coming up next, Mitch Please, Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live in the face. Time for Mitch Please.
All right, guys, we've got the ongoing beef between Tyreek Hill and reigning gold medalist Noah Lyles, as Tyreek Hill posted X last night sign the contract, and lock in that 50-yard race. This is in response to a video of Lyles on Nightcap with Shannon Sharp and Chad Johnson. Shannon brought up the possibility of a race between Lyles and Hill, and Lyles essentially saying, bet.
Tyreek say he wants some of you, Noah. I can't believe you know who Tyreek is. Don't do that, Noah. You know who Reek is.
I'm going to be honest. I forget his name all the time. I'm going to be honest. If it's not about track and it ain't about League of Legends, Tyreek is just chasing clout. The man, anytime somebody fast comes up, he says he wants to race him. If he really wanted to race people, he would have showed up like DK Metcalf. Mm. And the man raced in the 60 meters this year in the Masters division. The man dodges smoke. I don't got time for that.
Frankly, I just don't care. I do not care about their race. Race, don't race, I don't care.
Well, do you not care if, like, you knew that...
I'm not interested in foot races. I'm just not.
Oh, even at the Olympics,
even
you didn't
care. Even the Seinfeld episode of racing. That's the Olympics. That's different. I don't need some sideshow foot race. I'll do sideshow boxing. I like sideshow boxing and UFC stuff, like, when you put celebrities
if
in there,
both
but...
climbed into a modified stock car.
I probably wouldn't even care then. No. Like, I guess I thought it was cool when the guy from 90210 raced street cars and stuff like that. And, famous actor, Paul Newman would be a stock car driver from time to time. Like, that was fun, but I didn't care about any of the other stuff. And I don't care about this.
I mean, I'm just assuming, though, Tyreek, who does have, is a credentialed sprinter. Like, he's competed in the Masters division. He's done big-time indoor races. They've said his number... if he trained and did this full time, he would have an outside shot of actually qualifying for a certain event, you know, at a I don't know, world championship, but
he would just lose to Noah Lyles.
Well, that's my point. That's what I was getting to.
I just assumed Noah Lyles would beat him.
Of course he would beat him. He beats the best in the world. He was the 100 champ. Now he lost in the 200, but he was the 100 champ this year. So yeah, I would assume.
Yeah,
if it is a 50-yard race like Hill is proposing, I mean, that would essentially be just, what is it, 50.9 meters?
And Noah Lyles is a slow starter comparatively to his brethren, according to only because I watched so much of the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, Sarah knows this stuff. That's right.
So that's the only thing. So the 50, I am interested there.
You've been educated.
If you found a different type of a race that would at least give you a shot on paper to have a reason to believe somebody else could beat him like this.
It feels like 100 yards would make the most sense because if Hill can break away for these long touchdowns like he has before, we'll see if Lyles can keep pace.
Here's what you got to do. You got to get both a football. Let them both sprint each other with a football. Mm. Even it out a little bit.
Because
that might mess with Noah Lyles' form.
Yeah, maybe. But I honestly, race, don't race. I'd rather, when I saw the story about Mike Tyson being ready to fight again, I'm down with Mike Tyson fighting one of those Paul brothers.
But isn't it kind of cool to think about the NFL even having somebody as fast as Tyreek Hill? Like, we always say, the football players, they're not, you know, forever I heard they're getting bigger, faster, stronger. And I asked a few years ago, I'm like, are they still doing that? Are the NFL players still getting bigger, faster, stronger, or have we plateaued?
I got to tell you, I was down there on Saturday. I told you, some of these guys are trying to put something on tape, or they're playing for jobs, and they were carrying sledgehammers around with them.
But the linebackers,
some of the hits, holy cow.
Isn't it true the linebackers have never been smaller because just the way the game is being played now?
Because they have to do so much more.
It's not really a bigger, faster, stronger league anymore.
I don't know if it's bigger, but I think it's faster. It might be stronger because I would imagine... Could a linebacker now bench press more than a linebacker? Maybe not. They're definitely got to be faster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe not bigger or faster.
Yeah, watching
maybe not bigger
JOK,
or stronger. Yeah.
It'll make plays.
Yeah, JOK is very fast. Watching his footwork is mesmerizing. I think that just because they have to do it so much more than they used to. But yeah, I'm just not interested in this. If they want to race, fine. I'm not going to care if they do or don't.
If they took it seriously, and I don't want this to just be, it's an ego thing. It needs to be more. There needs to be more on the line. I'd love to see, because back in the day, they used to have, you know, the NFL players compete with the other athletes in different sports. They used to do track and field. They used to do all this. They were like hour-long specials on network TV. I would love to see them kind of bring it back, but you'd have to have a reason to try your best. You'd have to have a reason to train for this stuff.
I'd like Battle of the Network Stars if they wanted to do something like that. That might be pretty cool. Are you, you excited about the Yankees series starting tomorrow?
I am, especially after what happened this week. Like, I'll tell you, Ken, like you kept asking me and poking me over the last few weeks, like you're really not worried about certain facets of the team. And then they go and offensively, total egg. They laid a total egg against Milwaukee. can't really afford to do that again against the Yankees. If you do it again against the Yankees, like if they got swept, I think a lot of the fans will be very reactionary and will start to look to jump off and, hey, football's around the corner. We got college football coming up. Like they'll start to be a little more divided as opposed to the all-in that I thought we would be after those Orioles series and the Philly series.
They have to. If you haven't been locked in, you're going to have to lock in here. I mean, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of this. You're going to have to lock in and see all this because this is just – it's. I can't say this is just good stuff because it hasn't been good over the last few days. But again, they take you out, they pull you in. I don't even think that we're at the point where it's a pivotal series, or excuse me, a pivotal run. Right in the early part of September, they have Kansas City, they have LA on the road. These are on the road. Kansas City, LA, Chicago, with like one day off in between. So you're going central, west, central, and then you're back home, and it's a very tough stretch for them. So we're not there yet. You got a 2-game lead right now. You go to New York. Got to take 2 or 3 from the Yankees starting tomorrow.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.